This episode of Free Hugs and High Fives is brought to you by Election Day, which is Tuesday, November 6th. So get out and vote or shut the hell up. Hey guys, I hope you had a really great Halloween. Mine was awesome. I was a sleepwalker. It was the most comfortable costume I have ever worn in my life. It was just PJs, some dark makeup under my eyes, and a teddy bear, and some slippers. So I sat up on the porch, and we had some really cute trick-or-treaters. We had a record number of 7. And you know, it's a risk every year buying candy and waiting for the kids, because where my house is situated, it's all the way in the back of a subdivision, so you have to go pretty far back to get to my street, and it's weird because there are so many kids in this neighborhood and I see them every single day because I almost run them down with my car because, you know, they're in the way. But come Halloween, I guess they go downtown or to another neighborhood that's probably giving out full-size bars. I don't know. I'm going to try to put out the word next year that I'm giving out full-size bars and make the house look really spooky and scary and see if that changes things. But anyway, it was a great night. I sat on the porch for like 4 hours watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is a great show that I super duper duper recommend. So today I reposted a post that my father posted, and my father and I are polar opposites when it comes to politics, and so I couldn't resist posting what he posted and then asking a bunch of questions. And then some comments came between my father and my friend, and I had to text my friend and tell her not to engage. And then my sister called me and was yelling at me because she was afraid that I was going to cause him to have a heart attack from the stress. And then I texted my cousin and told her everything, and she's a listener of the show. Hey, Mandy, bitch. And I wanted to do a show about it, but then as I thought more about it, I ended up sending my father a message, you know, basically apologizing if it rubbed him the wrong way, and that I love him regardless, and I refuse to let politics negatively affect the relationship that we have, because it's way more important than any political view, our relationship. So I think that's that. But it did get me thinking about what I actually wanted to talk about today. And so I decided to do the ABCs of being a decent human being. So enjoy. Okay, so first of all, it is more like it's probably just going to be like the ABCs of living your best life. Because as I was writing through this, I started like going off on all kinds of tangents. So please forgive me. And forgive me for not getting this episode out on time, because this weekend was a very busy one. My aunt and uncle celebrated their 10th wedding anniversary, and so a bunch of the family got together and went to karaoke, and it was, you know, God bless those people. But anyway, so we're gonna start from the top. So everyone knows the alphabet. I hope I haven't given up my faith in the education system in the country yet, but I'm hoping everyone at least knows the alphabet. So we're going to start with A, obviously. And A is for act like your mama taught you some manners, because the most irritating thing that I can ever encounter is people being rude, especially for no damn reason. Like, is it going to kill you to be nice for like 2 seconds, even if it's not genuine? Like, just act like your mama taught you some manners. And so B, buy yourself things you don't want. Oh, wait, no. Oh my God. Don't listen to me. Buy yourself things that you want, but don't need. I'm not saying go out and blow all y'all money so you can't pay your bills. My point is, treat yourself sometimes because, you know, we don't get a lot of time on this earth, so we have to spend time doing things that we enjoy and spending time and money on things that we enjoy. C is care for others. It's good for your soul, and it's also good for your karma. I don't know what you guys believe, but I believe in the karma. So if I'm caring for someone, it's going to come back to me, you know, full circle. Plus, I mean, at least when I do it, I feel really good when I help people. So, and that kind of goes along with A, you can act like you have manners and you can care for others. And there's going to be a lot of these, I think, in here when it comes to like caring for other people and blah, blah. So I'm sorry if I repeat myself. D is for detach from toxic people. We ain't got time for that. That's another thing, ladies. I don't want to harp on the ladies, but there are so many people that will not get away from toxic people and they wonder why their life is shit. This is why. Get away from those people. The end. So E is for eat dessert. That's pretty self-explanatory. You're not going to gain 20 pounds if you have a slice of cheesecake, but you might make yourself sick if you eat the whole damn thing in one sitting, because that's a lot of sugar and it'd make you sick. Plus, I mean, you don't want to eat a whole cheesecake every day because then you would get sick and you'd be bloated, especially if you're lactose intolerant, but ew. All right, F is for follow your heart. Life is short, as I said earlier. You really need to find things that make you happy and go after them. And always listen to your gut because it is never, ever wrong. At least in my experience, mine is never wrong. It's that like sixth sense I think people have. But anywho, G is for get out my face with your negativity, because like I talked about rude people before, negative people are even worse because they can bring everybody else down around them. It's like a dark cloud. Get away from me with that. I got my own problems. I don't need to deal with yours either. That sounds insensitive. I apologize. All right, H is for hit the gym, and this is a new thing for me. Or basically just exercise, because exercise for me produces such a great feeling. Like, I will complain before I go and while I'm going to the gym, but afterwards, like, I feel so invincible and awesome that I want to keep going forever and ever and ever. And I hope that that's the experience of other people. Nobody likes to work out. They just like to feel good afterwards and look good when they put in all the work and put on their bathing suits and showing off your bodies. If you've got it, flaunt it. That's really what I'm saying about it. I is for interfere with negative thinking. It's a waste of time and energy. And it is. Don't be a negative Nelly and drag everybody else down, because then no one's going to want to hang out with you. And then you get depressed because you have no friends, and you won't understand why you don't have any friends, because you'll be lost in this cloud of negativity. So stop the stinking thinking. That's what my doctor used to say back in the day when I had a shrank. J is for just relax. It is not that serious. I think people take life way too serious sometimes. And I'm not like that so much. I like to relax. I like to have fun. You could be serious when it is warranted. But a lot of time in life, just chill out. Take a nap. Watch a stupid show on TV. And just relax, okay? Because I mean, we are on this planet for very long, but we have time to chill. So relax. Damn. Calm your tits. K is for kick haters to the curb. Not literally, as you will end up in jail. So I don't recommend doing anything that will make you end up in jail, because being in jail sucks. Period. I mean, I've never been to jail because I'm afraid of getting arrested. So I don't tend to do things that would make me end up in jail. But anyway, moving on. L is for lose the attitude. No one likes a prissy little bitch. And this is where that recurring theme comes around. No one likes a stuck up bitch, whore, or slut. So if you're going to act like you're better than everybody, you go off somewhere else and do that. And, you know, hang out with yourself, because no one likes a prissy little bitch. Down to earth people. That's all. That's what everyone should be. Because when you think you're better than someone, you normally aren't, and you're trash. So, you know, deal with it. M is for make mistakes, otherwise you won't learn anything. This is very important, especially for the young people. In all my years of 30 years plus 1 year, make mistakes, okay? And when you start having kids and they get to that age where, you know, middle school and things like that, let them make mistakes so they'll learn and experience life. Because it makes adulthood a lot easier when you're allowed to make mistakes. Don't try to control everything in their lives, because they'll resent you later on. But that's a whole other subject. And nothing beats hugging somebody. So if you are having a bad day and you need somebody to hug, I am always available, and I give the greatest hugs on the planet. So you can ask anyone that knows me. And yeah, I'll hug anybody. Gay, straight, trans, lesbian, purple, Muslim, Jewish. I'll hug anybody. Hugs are like a universal language for comfort and positivity and reinforcement. That's what we need more of in this world, is hugs. And I'm going to lead that campaign right now. But I can't hug you because this is an audio presentation. So, sorry. Open your mind to new ideas. You never know what you will see. And I think that's an important thing to do right now, because of the political climate of the country. People's minds are so closed to new ideas that they get defensive about it. And that's not necessary. Open your mind to new ideas, whether it's, you know, reading a new book, or trying some new role play in the bedroom, you bunch of sluts, or, I don't know, going to a new restaurant, or, you know, having a conversation with someone instead of debating with them. You know, any of that. P. People suck sometimes. Accept that assholes exist. You're not going to change everyone's perspective and everyone's opinions, okay? So you might as well stop trying to. You have to accept that not everyone is as cool as me, and that there are true freaking assholes out there that, you know, like to ruin people's lives and harsh everyone's buzz. So, you know, just accept that they're there. You don't have to acknowledge them, really. Just know that they're there. And, I mean, really, there's nothing you can do, because most assholes are assholes regardless of what you do. Q. Question things that don't make sense. There is no such thing as a stupid question. So, it doesn't matter how old you are either. So, if you don't understand something, ask someone, or do your own research, or because you might learn something, you know. Question things that don't make sense. And that's where I started to drift away from my religious upbringing, is I started to question things that didn't make sense. And I learned that I could shift my belief system around and be able to reconcile my beliefs and live a happy life. not in the church and not feel guilty about it. So it can lead to a lot of different things, but questioning things is the first step. R, run. It's good for your mind and body. Plus, if we run into a zombie apocalypse, your ass is grass if you don't know how to run. Because you know all the chubby wubbies are going to die first because they're going to be the ones the zombies catch first. I watched a lot of Walking Dead up until like 2 seasons ago because it started to get redundant and stupid. Negan, we'll just leave it there. But yeah, run. Any type of exercise. Get out and run because, I mean, it feels really great and it's good for your mind and it's good for your body. Plus, you can afford now to eat that piece of cheesecake after you ran 3 miles pretending there's a zombie apocalypse. Okay. S, sanity is overrated. Go act crazy. And I'm not saying go act crazy like, you know, go steal something from an art museum or, you know, open fire at a post office. Not that kind of crazy. Go out and have fun. Like my family and I did, we went to do karaoke at a sports bar. That was crazy and that was fun. So, okay, so contained craziness, I should say. Nothing illegal. But it goes to that thought of don't take life so seriously. Get out and have some fun. T is for take charge of your own life's journey. So you want to be focused on yourself internally and set goals that you want to achieve, because I think goal setting is very important and it really does help when you have a goal in mind when you start a project. So this will take time away from you trying to control other people. And I know that that's a really hard concept for some of you, but a lot of you need some attention to yourself to figure out your life journey, because I don't think anyone's life journey is going to be the asshole that tries to control everyone's life. That's a really crappy life journey if that's yours, and I do apologize. I don't want to offend anyone. But you got to take charge of your own life journey. Things are not going to be handed to you. I wish that were true for some people, but I think, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, you have to take charge of your own life journey. But sometimes in life, like professionally these days, it's not about your education or what you know, it's who you know. So you still have to take charge of your own life's journey and network with the right people so that you can achieve what you want to achieve. So, okay, you understand your purpose. And a lot of people, before people were like, what is that supposed to mean? I don't think a lot of people understand their purpose until later in life, like into their late 30s, early 40s. And some people know their purpose way in advance, and they have their whole lives planned before they graduate high school. That's not how it works for a lot of people. But understand your purpose, set goals, and pursue it. Pursue your passions, pursue your goals, and find your purpose and understand it. Because if you don't understand your purpose, you really don't have a direction, and you're kind of just floating through life, and that's kind of a sad idea if you think about it. V is for vagina is a disgusting word that makes me want to puke. Vagina. W, switching gears, wake up to the needs of others. You know, if you're having a great life and everything's going really well and you're happy and you have everything that you need, take a look around at other people. See where you can provide someone else with something that they might be missing and that they might need. It really makes you feel good. Well, me anyway, because I'm a normal human being. It makes me feel really good when I help people. And you have to pay it forward sometimes to get that positive karma going. And I think that's part of the problem with the world right now, is that everyone is so stuck up their own ass that they don't look around and see where they can actually help someone other than, you know, shooting them down because of their beliefs or whatever. So get out there and pay it forward and be nice to somebody and make someone's day, even though you're probably not going to get anything out of it. Stop trying to make life tit for tat all the time, because that's not the way it is. Go think of somebody else for a change. Anyway, X, you know, there's not a lot of X words. So I said, examine your goals. You know, your goals can change throughout your life. And sometimes you have to take a step back, look at your life, and then look at your goals and see if anything has changed. And always make sure you have your goals in mind. Especially when there's like a big change in your life, like a new job or, you know, a big life event that changes the direction of things for you. Always have those goals in mind. Y is for yes, you can. Always believe in yourself. I am a competitive gymnastics coach, so this particular phrase I say a whole lot. You have to believe in yourself, because, you know, I can have all the belief in the world that you can do something, but if you don't believe that yourself, my belief in you is not going to be enough. You have to believe in yourself. And that goes for anything. Like, you know, I believe that I can finish my degree and get a great job, or I believe that I could finish this triple-decker cheesecake in one sitting without barfing all over the floor. You know, you have to believe in whatever you want to get done is going to get done. The slightest sliver of doubt is going to drain all of the faith out of you, and you won't be able to achieve it because you're going to hold yourself back. So believe in yourself. And the more that you say that and the more that you cram that into your head, the less worried you become about it, because then it just becomes, you know, second nature, and it's there. You don't have to keep repeating it to yourself. And besides, like in my line of work, I can believe and believe and believe in someone, and they will do a skill that they haven't been able to do because they don't believe it, and then they realize that it was a lot easier than sitting there and doubting themselves and thinking about it forever. So believe in yourself, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Z, we're at the end of here. Zanzibar is not candy. It's a place. So learn your geography. There are plenty of things outside of this country to learn. So get your nose out of America for like 2 seconds and dive into a culture that isn't well known to you. I think one of the best things about my life growing up is that my father was in the army. And so we traveled the world a lot. Like, I was born in Germany. I spent a fair bit of my elementary school years in Japan. So we grew up around a whole lot of different cultures and things like that. So I really took it for granted at the time, but as an adult looking back on all of that, I feel very fortunate to have had that experience, because I have seen other cultures. I know that what goes on in the United States of America is not the only stuff that goes on the planet. And I think a lot of people would benefit from visiting another country and just learning from that experience. But, you know, a lot of people, it really surprises me sometimes when I will meet somebody and they've never left the state that they live in or anything like that. That just doesn't make any sense to me. But I mean, that's your life, that's your experience, and that's fine. You don't have to actually go there to immerse yourself in the culture. You can read about it and watch documentaries, but you gotta open up your mind And you've got to realize that your way of life is not the only way of life. And I think that's where people get caught up the most. But I hope you enjoyed my alphabet of living your best life. I hope that this inspires you to go out and examine your goals and take charge of your life and go for a run so you can eat that triple-decker cheesecake. Believe in yourself. Vagina is still gross, that word, and the vagina itself. If you're a lesbian or a straight man, or you like vagina, no offense intended. That's just, you know, my thing. But anyway, I hope that this episode was uplifting for you and that you learn a lot. And of course, if you have any feedback, please leave me feedback. But other than that, make sure that you get out and vote. Tomorrow is election day. Tomorrow is November 6th. And get out and vote. I don't care what side you're voting for, but get out there and do it. I want to see a bunch of posts with I voted stickers tomorrow. I'm certainly going to do an entire photo shoot with mine. I can't wait. But I will be back again next week with more awesomeness. And I hope you guys have a great week. Ta-ta!